upon a time there was a little pumpkin. He was different, unique, a wee bit odd. Others rolled about the patch while our punky sat detached, feeling much less like a pumpkin than a clod. They called him Pointy the Pyramid Pumpkin.
You're a geek!
You're a freak!
They would say. From the day his seed was sown, he felt sad and so alone. Little Pointy, he was pining every day. One day as Pointy sat there sulking in the meadow, well, he heard a big commotion and a roar.
Get over it!
Then he got a little scared when he saw kids everywhere. 'Cause after all, he'd never seen a kid before. They called him Pointy the Pyramid Pumpkin.
You're a geek!
You're a freak!
They would say.
Yeah!
As they teased and had their fun, he felt like the weirdest one. Then they turned their backs on him and ran away. He sat and he watched in fascination. One by one, each pumpkin got picked by a kid. And it gave Pointy the blues, knowing nobody would choose any pumpkin shaped just like a pyramid.
Ew, not that one!
Little Pointy sat and shivered through that long, cold night, thinking,
what a sorry soul am I.
Since nobody had picked him for a jack-o'-lantern, he feared that he might end up in a pie. And as he sat there all sparkly, with dewdrops shining on him, wishing he were nice and round and fat, suddenly through the gloom came a real witch on a broom, shrieking,
"Look! Perfect holder for my hat!"
Well, what happened next was like a fairy tale. Away the witch with Little Pointy flew. 'Cause she knew that pyramid would just fit her pointed lid. And being a hand rack for a witch, Pointy could do.
I could do.
They called him
Pointy, 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 Pointy Pumpkin.
They would scream, and though he ain't no Dr. Freud, at least Pointy's employed, and his lonely life is now peaches and cream. Just because you are a pumpkin doesn't mean that you're not something.